This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome once again to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammond. Lots of ways for you to interact with us on the program, and we appreciate it. You call the show What's on Your Mind because we sincerely want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. It's easier for you to remember a 701 number, local number, 258-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can text me, 701-367-2054. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline anytime 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Bonus points, maybe even a MyPillow free, if you call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline at 855-200-1776 and tell us about somebody you know, you've seen, would that be the Buffalo spirit? Could be anybody. Teachers, law enforcement, co-worker, it doesn't matter. Anybody that has the Be the Buffalo spirit, let us know, 855-200-1776. Send me one today, I'll send you a MyPillow. How about that? Texter says, are you out of TP? If so, we have corn cobs on sale for $5 a bushel. You pick. Yeah. That'd be one way to get the corn out of the... That'd be one way to get the corn out of the field, right? Yeah, I hear you. This hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at Mineral Tracker, the folks that are revolutionizing the way minerals and non-operating owners are managing their assets. It can mineral management app can perform monthly income self audits, see your wells on an interactive map, forecast future income, and store your documents in your Mineral Tracker portfolio. That's right. They're headquartered in Watford City. Call them at 833-842-2924. And if you're being bombarded by offers to buy your minerals, stop. Hard stop. No, don't do anything until you talk to the folks at Mineral Tracker. 833-842-2924. All right. Our next guest is the head of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, Lynn Helms. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for the invite. No shortage of things to worry about this week.
Exactly. So I was going to start just say what's on your mind to find out what's tops there on the list.
Well, obviously the top thing on our mind is what happened over the weekend with the OPEC Plus coalition. You know, we had for 3 years, Russia and OPEC had been cooperating to kind of manage the crude oil oversupply. And as a result of Saudi Arabia's efforts to increase the reductions in production, I guess you'd say to reduce OPEC Plus production, Russia finally got fed up with that and said, we're going to blow up our three-year-old agreement and start a price war. And so over the weekend, we saw significant drop in crude oil prices. And so we're trying to figure all that out here at Mineral Resources and what that looks like going forward.
This is not anything new, right? I mean, there has been a very large concern by Russia, OPEC, our international competitors, that the shale play was going to eat their lunch, right? And so they've tried to break our back before. Can you compare when that's been done before with how this might play out, how you see it being the same, different, whatever?
Sure, happy to. So twice before, there have been attempts to break the U.S. shale players, 2008 in the big financial crisis, and then 2015 again when OPEC thought that they could open the taps and drop the price below $70 and break the U.S. shale resource. Neither one of those succeeded. Both of those price wars drug on for a period of time, but they both ended in about 2 years, and prices recovered or fully recovered. They started to recover sooner than that, but they were fully recovered after about a two-year time frame. This one's a little different in that the investors in oil and gas have been less excited about oil and gas investments over the last year. And so companies are going into this one operating with pretty limited ability to borrow and to go to their investors to maintain investments. So they've got to operate out of cash flow. And over the weekend, we saw them lose in that 20 to 25% of their cash flow. So clearly, if it goes on for 2-3 months, we're going to see activity slow down. It's all coming about because our U.S. shale producers put the United States in the position of not having to worry about oil and gas embargoes or oil and gas prices when they looked at worldwide sanctions and politics and those sorts of things. They have been able to make decisions without having to worry about that aspect of it. And so we want to commend our U.S. shale producers for putting us in that position. I think Russia is very worried about that. And, you know, there's been a couple of things within the last year that really upset them. And so they're going to try to take that tool out of our U.S. leaders' toolbox.
You mentioned if this last 2 to 3 months we'll see slowdowns. Do you think there will be a sort of hold even pattern until we find out just exactly how this resolves, whether it's short or a long dust up overseas?
Yeah, we've heard some announcements by some of our major shale players that they are reducing CapEx for this year, but not necessarily in the Bakken. Bakken remains the best place to employ a drilling rig in the entire North American continent. So they're going to be slow to reduce their activity here because it provides the best cash flow that they can possibly get. We've been looking at, you know, what this might look like going forward, and I want to give kudos to our Pipeline Authority Director Justin Kringstead. He's modeled some different price scenarios for us, and so we can talk a little bit about that. We need $55 oil to grow production, so we're clearly in this price environment, we're not going to grow production. At the current prices, it looks like production drops maybe about 10% a year. So we still stay well above a million barrels a day, well past how long we'd expect this price drop, you know, way into 2024. So it's not like, you know, the bottom falls out of this thing overnight. It just slows down and we have a gradual price decline until we get production decline. Until we get some price recovery.
What is the break-even point? I know that's different for every place that you have a drilling operation, but I mean, we're 55 to grow, so obviously there's some profit there and they're growing. But where is it's better to keep it running than not running because we're not at least losing money on it. What's that number on average?
Yeah, so that number, you know, on a statewide average is around $40 a barrel. But when you look at some of the core areas of our Bakken play, they're well below that. And, you know, that's what we saw in 2015. We saw that northeastern McKenzie County, northern Dunn County, southeastern Williams, southwestern Mount Trail, those places continued to operate, you know, almost on a business as usual basis because the break evens in that core of the core area where the very best Bakken rock exists are lower. They're probably in the $25 per barrel range. So even at today's $27 a barrel, they're a little bit better than break even. And that's what we saw in 2015. We saw the rig count drop to the upper 20s to mid 30s, and everybody focused activity in that core of the core. So, you know, if you're employed in gas gathering, water gathering and disposal, crude oil gathering, if you're employed in that core area of the core, things should be fine. It's going to be the drilling rigs that had kind of moved outside into the outer areas that are susceptible to this price drop. And if it goes on for a couple of months, we're going to see that activity go away temporarily.
If you have a question or comment for Lynn, it's welcome, 800-228-0550. You can also text me at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. Let's see here. I have one news note I want to pass along. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Lynn and talk a little bit about efficiencies, because in the past, when these things have happened, the industry's found a way to really innovate and bring some extraordinary efficiencies. Any more to ring out? I want to talk with Lynn a little bit about that and anything else you have in your mind. Minot Daily News reporting that the North Dakota Health Department has confirmed that the UND student they were concerned about does not, I repeat, does not have the coronavirus. Okay, so good news there, and maybe there'll be more toilet paper on the shelves in Grand Forks as a result of this now. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you for that. Brought to you in part by the Energy of North Dakota. And I tell you what, the Energy of North Dakota is all about innovation. And we're going to talk about that in a moment with Lynn Helms here. But you think about the technological advances that are happening and the difference that is making for places all across North Dakota. It's pretty extraordinary. And we also need to remember that, while we are strengthening all of America with oil and natural gas from North Dakota, that doesn't exactly make places like Russia and Saudi Arabia happy. Makes us happy, especially to watch the abundance of talents and innovation and technology and energy responsibly produced here translating to that worldwide economic stability. But right now we're seeing a little pushback for that very success. All happening with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources with us today on the program. Questions or comments, welcome for Lynn. I wanted to first ask you a little bit about all of that innovation that came. You've explained this many times, and I marvel at, you know, when this all started, the cost, the time that went into drilling a rig and how that's shrunk and how that many less rigs now takes to produce the same amount of oil, 1.5 million barrels a day. That came in part because of what happened previously in efforts to, to take out the shale play in the United States. But do we have any more ground to make up? Have we wrung everything out of that we can, Lynn, or is there more to do?
Well, the message from the service companies and the oil and gas companies in the first week of February when I was in Houston visiting with them was there are still some efficiencies to be brought to bear on the Bakken play. Nothing like what we had. You know, we've talked about how they've tripled the number of wells that they can drill in a month with a drilling rig, with one of these modern walking drilling rigs versus what they were doing in 2012. And they've increased the well productivity by 50 to 100%. But they still believe that there's 10 to 20% additional efficiency that they can squeeze out of the drilling process and the completion process. So we're going to see all of those resources come to bear now to try to extract that last little bit. We don't have the kind of efficiencies to changes to make in the system that we had in 2015, but there still is some to be gained. You know, they still think they can shave a day or two off the drilling of a well. And we've now opened one proppant mine up in the Denby Dunes in North Dakota, and there's a permit for another one. So they're looking at locally sourced frack proppant. That's going to reduce some costs. And we've seen the frack water industry make huge steps in terms of how cheaply they can supply frack water. So there's still some efficiencies to be had. Nothing like what were built into the system 2015 through 2019, but there's still some improvements can be made.
Texter wants to know, my family has 43 running wells with the mineral rights. We've been told that once oil is above $65 a barrel, we can start adding more wells per pad. We're hoping to get up to 132 wells. When does your guest say that oil will be up around $65 a barrel again?
So, you know, all we can do at this point is look at what the International Energy Agency is talking about. And they don't see that happening until the middle of this decade. So, you know, we're looking out in the 2025 and beyond time frame for that kind of price recovery. But this oversupply and the situation that we have with the economic slowdown that the virus is causing is not permanent. It will go away. And in the absence of the economic slowdown from the virus, it was expected that it would go away next year. Everybody was planning for significant investments and price improvement in 2021. This is going to postpone that by a couple of years, but it's still out there.
Texter says, are the current oil investors reallocating their money to green energy and following the big money investors?
You know, there is some effort, but not I don't think what the texter is asking about. What we're seeing happen is the oil and gas companies are focused on their carbon intensity and reducing that. They're looking at petroleum transitioning from being, you know, dominantly a transportation fuel to being the source of petrochemicals. If you move to all electric vehicles you still need a ton of petrochemicals to build one of those things. They are plastic and rubber, and that comes from petroleum. So the big growth, and I was just reading a report by the IEA, the big growth sector for petroleum, and it's still going to be a significant growth sector, is petrochemicals. And so they are focusing on reducing the carbon intensity of what they produce by capturing and doing EOR and things like that. But I haven't seen major shifts in investment into, you know, what's typically called green energy.
Texture says, now's the time to support our energy companies, oil and coal. We need to stay energy independent. Without this, we are at the mercy of foreign countries and high prices. This is why oil prices have stayed at $45 to $60 a barrel.
Oh, they're absolutely correct, Scott. I mean, you recall what happened the last quarter of last year when half of Saudi Arabia's production was taken offline, and you had about a $2 or $3 blip in price for 2 or 3 days. What has happened in the U.S. shale plays has allowed the United States to freely look at its involvement in world politics and world relations without the threat of not having enough transportation fuel and not having enough energy. And we do need to maintain that dominance so that we don't get back in that situation. That's the goal of this whole price war, is to put us back in that situation.
Another listener wants to know if you think vertical exploration within the Williston Basin might pick up due to oil price crash.
Vertical exploration, I really have my doubts about it. And, you know, we were already in a relatively low price cycle, and we were seeing our vertical legacy operations marginal at best and actually going away. And so I think just the opposite might be true. Those, in fact, are the highest risk and the most vulnerable. I think what we're going to see, again, is companies fleeing to the core part of the Bakken where they can still make money at $40 oil.
Well, very interesting. It's going to be an interesting ride. These folks have all seen this, you know, in different variations before, but I think this one all is certainly yet another wake-up call also for the state of North Dakota, given the amount of tax revenue generated by an industry that has, you know, international bullies to deal with from time to time. So,
Right. And our companies, our operators, are not in as strong a financial position as they were in 2015, but they will weather it. The Bakken has the highest percentage of publicly owned oil and gas companies of any of the shale plays, and so they're best positioned to weather something like this.
Len, thanks for the great update. We appreciate it. Len Helms, Department of Mineral Resources, today on What's on Your Mind.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now calling for party unity after big wins in yesterday's Democratic primaries. Biden winning at least 4 of 6 primary states, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, and Idaho. Washington and North Dakota still too close to call, though Bernie Sanders is not giving in. He says he's looking forward to debating Biden this Sunday night.
When our vision is compared to Biden's, when we have that debate in Phoenix, I'm feeling pretty good.
That debate in Phoenix will go on as scheduled, though, without the earlier planned live audience because of coronavirus concerns. Dick's Sporting Goods says it will stop selling guns at another 440 of its stores this year, building on the chain's decision after the deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, 2 years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey, y'all.
It's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Ellingson. Celebrating 50 years in business. Started in 1970, still going. And I tell you what, if you look in the valley, they've been here about 20 years. A lot have come and gone. So when you're looking to do a drain tile installation, mapping, record keeping, planning design, land assessment, you call Ellingson Water Management, you know they're going to be there. A water management plan is yours to maximize the productivity on your operation. And for a limited time, this was supposed to end March 1st, but we've continued it on because so many folks are calling. $70 off per acre right now. So put 2019 behind you and start 2020 on right. Ellingson Water Management online at ellingsoncompanies.com. One bit of news here, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison, and nobody's going to be upset about that. I wanted you to know that. A texter I didn't get to earlier said, Scott, can you answer this for me? Why do washed-up politicians think their endorsements are so important and that people really care what a politician who lost endorses somebody? This is like people who are saying there is a lot of smart people in prison. I don't get it. Well, I don't know. Maybe I can help with a three-letter word, ego. That's why politicians think that but, you know, it's really tough when you lose an election by 11 points. We're speaking of Heidi Heitkamp, her loss to Kevin Cramer, 11-point loss. Then you say, Joe's my guy, and then Joe loses by more than 11, wasn't it? It was more than 11 points. That's an ouch. That's definitely an ouch. So hope that helps, Gail. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Our final guest of What's on Your Mind Wednesday from Midco today, where the CEO roundtable is taking place for the Greater North Dakota Chamber, is a North Dakota native. Rich Colgarn is the publisher of Forbes magazine and was out here recently for an economic outlook conference for the Chamber of Commerce at Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. Rich, nice to have you back on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Hey, Scott, great to be with you. It seems the 3 weeks ago I was in Fargo, though, is a world away compared to what's happened since, to the stock markets, worries about the coronavirus, et cetera.
It sure does. I was just back looking at a couple of the articles from that time there, and I thought the same thing. I mean, it's just a good reminder how quick things can change and to never know what's around the corner and prepare for it, I guess. Well, one of the things you said rather confidently was that that Trump would be reelected. Do you think what's happened in these 3 weeks with the mainly the coronavirus situation and then also obviously the price of oil now and that battle going on, does any of that in your mind threaten the president's reelection?
Yes, it does. I mean, the first quarter growth, I think, is going to be impacted. The second quarter growth in the United States is going to be abysmal. I do think there's an overreaction. Companies are canceling conferences. I was in Austin, Texas last week, and the driver took me from the airport to a conference that I was at which I was speaking, was devastated by the cancellation of South by Southwest. That was going to bring in $350 million into the Austin economy, including some of that money going to Uber drivers such as this gentleman. And so I do think we're overreacting, but if you add up all the overreactions that is particularly hitting business travel right now, it adds up. So I think the first quarter growth in the United States is going to be not very good. The second quarter, I think, will be recessionary. And then it will, I think that will rebound because the things, you know, things that are plaguing us today, particularly in North Dakota, like low oil prices, actually set up a faster recovery. The good thing is that we're not seeing the drying up of liquidity as we did in 2008 and 2009. So I think the snapback will be fast. The question is, will it be fast enough to really give Trump momentum going into the November election? And to what degree will voters, not Trump supporters and not never Trump people, but to what degree will people in suburban Minneapolis or other swing states like let's say suburban Madison, Wisconsin, what will they think? Will they hold this administration accountable or not? That remains to be seen. But I would say that 3 weeks ago, Trump had maybe a 60-70% probability of winning re-election. I would say it's closer to a coin flip right now.
How much is it your sense at this point that the coverage of coronavirus is, the contagion versus the actual health concern?
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. And it's not just, if you're on the Trump side, you would naturally think, and you wouldn't be entirely wrong in thinking, that it is in the interest of the liberal media to portray this as worse than it is, because if the economy is saddled with a recession and there are just enough voters that blame it on the Trump administration, whether rightly or wrongly, that could tip the election. But in fact, Fox News, the Drudge Report, I mean, look at the Drudge Report right now. Look at the Drudge Report over the last 2 weeks. It's plague and pestilence. It just shows you at the end of the day, media outlets might be partisan, but at the end of the day, many of them are just going for eyeballs, and this thing is selling eyeballs. So I do think it is oversold. This is my own opinion, is right now, if not for Italy, I think this thing would already be calming down, because everywhere we've seen it, China, I think South Korea is probably the most relevant example. The death rate is really quite low. The transmission rate is really quite low. And South Korea is an affluent country like the United States with a good health infrastructure. But Italy is the outlier. Italy is the one that's scaring everybody in the world right now, because everybody's wondering, why is this happening in Italy? And why did it start in the affluent part of Italy, in Milan and northern Italy? Northern Italy is like Europe, is like Switzerland, and southern Italy is like Mexico. It's a real difference between wealth and poverty, and yet it started in the affluent part of Italy.
One of the problems I'm having with is you've got the professionals, the experts, and I think the White House has done a good job. These daily briefings, Vice President Pence leading the effort, and I mean, just flooding the zones with facts, are saying pretty clearly, everything I've heard, unless you have an underlying health condition, you don't have a worry. If you do have an underlying health condition, stay home. So last time I checked, there's nobody over 30 at the South by Southwest event, for instance. What in the world, if we're telling people that might be vulnerable to stay home, why can't that event go on? Why can't a Biden and Sanders rally or a Trump rally go on? This seems to me self-inflicted wounds.
Well, I agree with you. In fact, the people in Austin, Texas, were outraged that people outside of Austin are inflicting a panic and opinion that caused them to have to cancel South by Southwest, because it would have been such a money loser with all the people walking away. They're really mad at Silicon Valley companies like Google and Facebook and Intel for pulling out, because those were big sponsors. And they're really mad at a San Francisco-based nonprofit organization called Change.org, where Change.org had a 55,000-signature petition telling Austin to cancel the conference. And yet nobody seems to know, who are these people, and do they have another agenda? Maybe there are people who are trying, maybe they're all Sanders people trying to inflict pain on the economy to tip the election toward the radical Democrats. Maybe they are, extreme green people. Maybe it's Greta Thunberg and all over France, you know, who are doing this because they want to shut down travel anyway. No one seems to know the motivations of change.org, and no one seems to know why the Austin organizers were so intimidated by an organization that is anonymous.
Yeah, and again, no health expert is saying you should stay home. You shouldn't be in big crowds. I mean, they're not saying that. They're saying if you have an underlying health condition, be careful, stay home, don't go out because you know you're protecting yourself. But it's just mind-boggling to me, and I have a hard time not believing there's some grander plan at work here. I mean, my favorite.
Yeah,
being,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
I think that I don't want to go down the conspiracy theory rat hole, but I think that there are. If you just simply step back and look at the interest, in whose interest would it be to hype this virus such that it slows the economy? I think the question answers itself. Now, I don't want to go down that too far, because as I said before, you know, I think media on both sides, but you know, when you have the Drudge Report and Fox News hyping this, when you have people like Tucker Carlson saying the people you voted for, in other words, you conservatives who voted for Republicans are being ill-served by those people, then I think it drives ratings, but it doesn't drive common sense.
I don't know if you're following.
I'm glad at the outset that I heard that the Chamber of Commerce in Fargo and Moorhead is moving ahead with events. I mean, I've always said at the end of the world, I want to live in the upper Midwest when the end of the world comes. Now, this isn't the end of the world, but it's like a sneak preview. You know, I want to live in the upper Midwest because people have common sense.
I think it's a good reminder for all of us that, you know, we're not in control. I mean, you know, you're really not. And to live your life in fear of the next thing around the corner is crazy.
I'll tell you a good sign that the recession, I think we're going to have one. I think it'll be short lived. You know, as oil was dropping, that clearly was a fight between Saudi Arabia and Russia and, you know, each trying to drive the other out of existence. And of course, that then blows back on the American shale oil industry, and oil collapsed on Monday. But I've been told by a lot of smart economists, including one who lectures at many Forbes investor cruises, a guy named Gary Schilling, the metal that you look for, the commodity you look for is copper. He said copper is the metal with the PhD in economics. And copper was only down 2% as oil was down 22%, and copper went up yesterday. And so that tells me that, because copper, what copper does is it signifies demand. Copper's used everywhere, construction, telecommunications. Copper's telling us that the slowdown is not as dramatic as oil would say. So, and there's a lot of cash on the sidelines other than, as opposed to the 2008, 2009 meltdown when everybody started selling assets at dirt cheap prices to try to raise liquidity. We don't need that to happen right now. So I think it will be a short-lived recession, a quarter or two. And then the question will be, you know, will the voters pin that on Trump in the swing states? They won't in North Dakota, but in the swing states, will enough, let's say, suburban voters in Madison, Wisconsin, or Detroit, Michigan, places like that, will they pin it on the administration? And that remains an open question.
I'm going to add to what Gary has suggested on copper. I think we should watch toilet paper too, because the toilet paper craze has hit. I don't know if it's hit you yet, but it's North Dakota. I mean, you can't find toilet paper on the shelves. People have wiped out again. Just zero facts that would say you need to make a run on toilet paper, but it's happening. You can't make it up. It's unbelievable. But you know, if you make toilet paper, it's a good thing right now what they're doing in the media. When we come back, I want to ask our guest Rich Congard, a publisher of Forbes magazine, about what President Trump can do differently between now and November. The majority of our audience want to see him reelected, know that it will be more challenging with this economy that's coming as a result of these events. So what do you do? And maybe what does he do with Saudi Arabia, for instance? How can he affect oil prices? Talk more about that when we continue.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com, the official SUV of March Madness, the Final Four in Atlanta. It is your Buick SUV 0% for qualified buyers of most 2020 Buick SUV models. Still a small handful of 2019s still on hand. Get your deal. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Texter says the toilet paper craze that's happening now is nuts. By the way, that's exactly the kind of things that would happen in a socialistic society, isn't it? Just think about that. Yeah, lines for toilet paper. I can hardly wait. And we do have a report from Dickinson. They're out too. So, you know, somebody tell the paper mills to crank things up here. This is just, you can't make it up. Bismarck boy done good. Rich Cargard, publisher of Forbes magazine. We love it when a North Dakotan does well, and Rich certainly has, and always fascinating to get his take on the issues. Joining us today from Forbes. And if you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550. A couple minutes left with him. Before I ask you the question I teased before the break, tell me how you think Governor Burgum is doing. I know he's a friend of yours, and you followed his career, and now he's on the political side of things. How do you think he's doing?
Well, put it this way. I would lead the charge for Burgum 2024 for President of the United States if I ever had the opportunity.
And you're not joking.
And I'm not joking at all. I think he's great. I mean, I think in a society that's hurtling headlong into this technology, you know, where technology drives everything in the economy, that who better than Doug Burgum? I love his spirit. I love his calmness. I love his conviction. I'm a huge fan.
Funny story, heading into the famous convention from 4 years ago, and somebody came up to me, recognized me as being, on the radio and having the show, and said, I want you to tell your listeners that Burgum's all right. I like him. He's Trump without the baggage. and there are a lot of similarities in the business acumen, right? And completely out of nowhere, running for governor. Maybe that's one area that Donald Trump has been a trailblazer, and we can get some business minds in government. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Well, I think so. I mean, on Trump's demeanor, it cuts both ways. People like a fighter. I think particularly fighting against somebody who fights against the excesses of the left in popular culture. The shame culture, the victimology culture, et cetera, et cetera. But then in some cases, it doesn't serve us as well as it could, because Trump's demeanor can rattle markets. So you get the good with the bad. But on the whole, he's been a decent leader. But I'm just temperamentally more of the Doug Burgum type. And I think the country would be ready for a little calmness after Trump's presidency.
I think that's fair. I think Donald Trump has served a great purpose, and I never doubted for a second, once it became clear he was going to be the nominee, that people were going to love him, because they really have been tired of sort of nobody fighting for them, right? And so here was a guy that fought. But I am also in agreement with you that I don't know that, after 8 years, you probably, fought and won every war you need to win, and then you get back to a little different time, because it'd be tough to sustain.
Well, there's a school of thought. I mean, President Obama was almost, even by some people on the left, would say he was too cool for school. He was so chill, as they say, that he never seemed to get his blood pressure up. And people on the left wished he would have picked more fights. So we swung the other way, the American electorate did, and elected a transparent fighter, a back alley fighter, a person who will let no slight, go unresponded to. And so when we swing back, as we might, Biden's trying to swing it back. I don't know that he will be able to do that. Again, it depends on what the economy is looking like and whether people in a bad economy hold the administration accountable. But let's say Trump is reelected. What does the next Republican candidate look like? I don't think it's somebody like Trump. I think it's somebody more like a Doug Burgum.
I want to ask you about President Trump in this storm right now, now till November. What should he do? What would be your advice to him related to the economy in these two crises? Can he pick up the phone and call Saudi Arabia and say, knock it off now? Has he already done that? What kind of things can he do?
Well, I think there are a lot of levers that he could pull, such as that. I think that he needs to stay, to really work hard to be rational and not appear to swing from one side of the road to the other on this virus. It is a serious matter, but it is being overplayed at the same time. And you don't want to discount the severity of it, even though you want to certainly say that it's being overhyped and it's hurting the economy and it's hurting the people, the most vulnerable people in the economy, the people, hourly workers are going to get killed if this thing goes on and people start shutting down travel. But I would say by May or June, if it looks like we're not through this thing yet, then he should have the big infrastructure project ready to go. Quantitative easing that would go into public infrastructure and would put a lot of those hourly workers back to work and would fix roads, really get our electric utility system up to snuff, all the things that people have talked about. The quantitative easing we had after the 2008-2009 crisis, $3 trillion were added, but they mostly went to repairing balance sheets. They didn't go into the economy that much. And I don't think it could have gotten into public infrastructure project, even if the Democrats had wanted to in the Obama administration, because they're so pro-regulation. There would be studies of this and studies of that, and whether the Furbish-Lout War, you know, was in jeopardy if a new bridge was built. You know, the usual hullabaloo. And I think this president is uniquely positioned to get an infrastructure project up and running fast.
Yeah, maybe that's finally the thing that gets it done. Rich, fascinating conversation. Keep up the great work. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Scott. A joy to be with you.
Foley for North Dakota, Rich Carlgaard.
I
see you tomorrow.
Neck problems. And my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 said, Scott, you have a hot tub. You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see him at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.